Welcome to Shom Achshav on the Daf Shir's Panto Lo Nishmas Ayim B'Yakushom Le'abas Yitzchok. We're holding in Gittin Daf Pei. The Gemara in Amud Aleph brings, what's Malchus She'eino Hegenes? That's Malchus Roimi, the Roman Malchus. She'ein lem lo'iksam v'lo'i loshon. They don't have their own language, they don't have their own writing. Rashi explains here that the Pshat is that they took their language from a different Ummah. They don't have their own language. They took a language from a different nation. It's not something that belongs to them. In Perush Sharia Bertzaluni on Sefer Yetzirah, he expands upon that a little bit more and says that the Latin language that's taken, that the Romans are using, was a combination that they took from many other languages. And it's not a language that they had on their own, but it's a more of a mix, a combination of things that they took from other places. And the Chasam Seifi here in the Sugi explains more. That when the Dora Palogo was the Kishbuch who went and spread the Umas Olam to 70 different languages, to 70 different nations, each one got a specific language from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu divided the world. This language that the Romans use is not one of these languages. It's something which is made up. As Chasuf goes on to say, he says there's a certain time where someone sat down and made up a language. It is not an original language that came from the time of the division of the Umos. And the Maharal and the Guru Aryeh in Chumash Devarim adds that every language belongs to a specific Umo that has a specific Malach and Shemayim that represents it. The Malach represents the Roman Malchus is Samuel, the Samech Mem, the Sotan. So he's not one of the Malachim who's serving in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's why their language doesn't belong to the realm, to what surrounds HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Malchus. And the Ritzak HaZechofer brings in length his Afik Yimayim in a few different places, and also here in our Sugya, he says it in short in his Agoyes. He says, the world was created with Aleph Beis. The whole world was created with the 22 letters of the Aleph Beis. And the languages that are associated with that, they belong to the actual language of the world. That's a Ksav V'Loshon, an original Ksav V'Loshon. But language doesn't belong to that. That does not stem from there. So that really is missing the Ksav V'Loshon, the real Ksav V'Loshon of the world. So all these explanations come together to tell us that the language that the Romans were using is not a real language. It's a made-up language. It's a combination of language. It's not a language that the way the world was created or separated between the Umos. It's a different type of language which is not a real one. And this answers a question, because the Gemara in Megillah, Daf Yud, tells us that one of the klolos that Bavel had, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, "V'ichrati le'Bavel," that the Kadosh Baruch Hu would take away from Bavel the Ksav and the Loshon. So it's not only the Romans, also the Bavloim who had the same issue, that they don't have a Ksav and Loshon. But there, the Tosis points out that the Bavlim do have the Loshon, they have a language, Aramaic. They do have Aramis. So Tosis already asked, why are you saying they have no Loshon? So we spoke in length in the past, just mentioned in short, what the Maharal says, that Aramaic, Loshon Aramis, is a language which is not an official language. It's not one of the languages that are talked in the world in an official way. It's, so to speak, an underground language. It's a language which is not official. It's a language which belongs to Machshava only, not to Dibur. And that's why that's the language that Am Yisrael has to communicate with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a hidden way. As we learned, that the Malachim don't understand Loshon Aramis. They're not able to understand this language. It's a language which is a hidden language which HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael. That's why we have tefillahs, very, very halakha tefillahs that are in Aramaic. For example, the Kaddish. And the Talmud Bavli, which is the Ikar Torah Baal Peh, is written in Aramaic. So we right away understand that there's a chiluk between Bavel and Roimi. Bavel have a language, which is not an official language, it's an underground language, it's a language which is used in a certain way, which is not appropriate for a nation. That's what the Bavloim have. But Roimi doesn't have a language at all. The language that we have is a made-up language, a combination of language. It's not a language which is a bechlal in the mahalach of the world. And that is the chisor, and that's the malchus she'eino higenis that our Gemara is speaking about. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list or also group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.